So we'll do a very sweet and relaxed meditation on the Lama. So find your posture, negotiate with space, negotiate for space with your neighbor. So if you do move, which you should not, but if you do move, you don't bump into them. Make sure your back is straight and no part of your body is pressing down another part, which will eventually make you move. Bring your mind to your breath. Take a small part of your mind and make it the watcher. This will check in periodically to see if your mind is in the meditation or not. Put your mind at the tip of your nose and just observe the breath going in and out. Check your mind. Use every disturbance in the room as a chance to check your mind. Check your mind. invite your holy, perfect, beautiful heart lama to sit with you. If you don't have a heart lama, it could be someone whom you admire, whose qualities you would like to emulate. See your lama in front of you. Their form should be vivid and vibrant. They're close enough so that you can feel their body heat, or maybe their scent. Let's take a few minutes to focus on our lama and make that form more vivid. Check your mind. Now let's review the qualities of our Lama, of your own Lama, or the being you're sitting with that inspire you. Maybe they are very kind. Maybe they are very generous. Maybe they are really good at explaining very difficult concepts. Maybe they treat everybody equally. Maybe they have patience that you would like to emulate. Maybe they serve other people selflessly. Let's spend a few moments making this list of high qualities . Check your mind. If it has left the room, gently convince it to come back. Now, go for refuge to the Lama with the understanding that all of our good qualities, our blessings, come because all our Lamas, our teachers, have taught us. They are the source of all our good. So with that understanding, go for refuge and prostrate to them.
make offerings to your Lama. This is one of the most sweetest and easiest way to gain great merit. You can offer them everything you like. You can offer them your entire bank account. You can offer them a beautiful sunset. You can offer them a pond full of lotus flowers. You can offer them your acts of virtue. Your practice. So let's take a few minutes and make offerings. Check your mind. Check for dullness in your mind. Check for agitation. Apply the antidotes. Please don't move. Now, confess to your Lama a misdeed you have done in the last 24 hours. Maybe you had a bad thought. Maybe it was pride or impatience. Express regret at your action that caused another sentient being pain and will bring you more suffering. Promise to restrain yourself. And do something to make up for that action. Now, offer your Lama a good deed you did in the last 24 hours. Maybe you offered someone water. Maybe you held the door open. Maybe you rejoiced when you saw someone doing something good. Or you rejoiced when Geshe Michael praised someone. Offer that shining jewel of your practice. To your heart teacher. now. Beg your teacher to stay and to guide you. And this is a step we often miss or forget to do in our daily lives. Request them to guide you with the understanding that enlightenment is not possible without the guidance of your heart teacher. Put your emotion, the energy we use for everyday mundane activities, put all your emotion, gather it, put it into requesting your Lama to stay and teach. See that your requests make your Lama very happy. And they come and dissolve into your heart. Habituate yourself to that idea. That your Lama is in your heart. back to your breath. Push your mind against your breath. Block all thoughts of the past and the future. Check your mind. Please come back to your gross body. And you can open your eyes. Thank you.